The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about my Disneyland trip and why I recommend it over Disney World for some people. That's coming up on this episode 74 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for joining us for episode 74 today. I am recording this from my hotel in Anaheim, California, where I have just spent the last few days visiting Disneyland with a couple of friends, and it has been so fantastic. And I want to tell you all about my trip today before I get on a plane to head back home. As always, the quick reminders to make sure you connect outside the podcast, because I want to talk to you instead of me just talking to you on a one-way street. So be sure to join me on your social media platform of choice. Hopefully that includes something like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, where you can find me at WW Prep School. And I look forward to talking with you there. And also, before we dive in today, I wanted to make sure that you know that park ticket prices are likely going to be increasing in mid-February. This happens once or twice a year. When the parks are busy, it is even easier to understand because they can. It's supply and demand. So park ticket prices are going to go up in February. If you purchase your tickets before the price increase, then you will lock in at the lower increase. However, if you purchase a package and then change it later, then they will be rebooking your new or modified package at the higher rates with the more expensive park ticket. So it works best if you end up doing things a la carte. So you would basically be buying the park tickets now at the lower price and then booking your hotel separately. Doing that most of the time excludes you from being able to use the Disney dining plan. So you'll have to just figure out what works for you. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that before the price increase kicks in. So as I mentioned, I am in Anaheim, California, and have been here for the last few days. This is my second time to go to Disneyland. The first time was in, I think, 2009 or so. And that was before Cars Land existed and World of Color. And so I was here for just a couple days with my son. Loved that trip. So this trip wasn't completely 100% new to me, but certain elements of it were new. And I absolutely love Disneyland. And I actually recommend it for some people over Disney World. And so I'll kind of get into that as I go through the details of how the trip went. So let's dive in. So I arrived on Thursday, and I flew out of Dallas, and it was 35 degrees and freezing. Well, 35 degrees, just above freezing, and rainy. And it was just miserable because we were all really cold and covered in water and walking through puddles. And I got on the plane and landed before noon in California. And it was just, I was just immediately hit with the weather. It's January and California is having highs in the 70s and sunny, and it rarely rains. And so I was just so glad to be in such great weather in January. And so I landed at 11:30, and actually 11, our flight was a little bit early, 11. And I actually was able to get off the plane, get a rental car, drive to Disneyland Park, take the tram to the front of the park. And I was there by around 12:30, I think it was, maybe even a little bit earlier. So it was pretty quick. I flew into John Wayne Airport, which is the closest one to Disneyland. Last time I flew into LAX, and that's a lot longer of a trek to get from LAX to Disneyland. But John Wayne Airport is relatively close and only took me about maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20 to get from there to Disneyland. So anyway, I arrived at Disneyland. And I was meeting Casey. And if you don't know, Casey is from DLRprepschool.com. And she and I have been friends for, I think, about 11 years, but we have not seen each other in about 6 years. So I was excited to not only be able to do Disneyland for the first time in a while, but do it with her. And, you know, she knows what she's doing. So she was able to take me around and make sure that we got to do lots of things that were on my to-do list. Now, one of the downsides to coming right now is that there are lots and lots of closures, even more closures than at Disney World, even though Disneyland is much smaller. And that's because they are preparing for the 60th anniversary of the park, which is, I believe, this summer. So the downside of me being here right now is that I didn't get to do several things because they are sprucing them up before the anniversary. But we did get to do lots of other things. Another thing that factored into this trip was that there has been a lot in the news about the measles being an issue in the parks. And so I think a lot of people stayed away. So we went into the park and started, you know, she was like, which rides do you want to do? And where should we head first? And, we went by a wait times board, and most of the waits on the rides were 5 to 10 minutes. And she actually took a picture because she's never seen it before. So we benefited from the parks being so lightly attended. And so we immediately had a little bit of lunch and then started riding rides. Pirates of the Caribbean, Space Mountain, It's a Small World, Big Thunder Mountain. We watched the parade. And every single time almost every single time we went on a ride, I said, I just love this version so much better than the version of Disney World. And Disneyland is so much smaller than Disney World, but what they do have is just a little bit better in most cases. Not all cases, but in most cases. So for instance, Pirates of the Caribbean here is much longer. It has multiple drops, and I think almost everyone agrees that it's much better at Disneyland. Space Mountain, I like better here at Disneyland because the ride vehicles are different. They're more comfortable. And I just like the way that the ride works better. I ended up writing that a couple times. It's a small world here, begins and ends outside because California weather, you can do that. You would not want to do that in Florida. And also, It's a Small World still had the holiday decorations on it, which was so fun to be able to see. I think they're coming down next week, but in Florida, they don't do holiday overlays of rides except for the Jungle Cruise. So It's a Small World had the overlay, and I was glad to be able to see that. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad here recently had some special effects installed, which were really fun. And we rode it at night, which made it even better. And then we watched the afternoon parade, which is a parade that exists here, but not in, Disney World. And it was just lovely. So, you know, I love Disneyland so much. Just the couple trips that I've had here that people have asked me, so do you wish you had a Disneyland site instead of Disney World? And the answer to that is definitely not. Disneyland is lovely. And just because I love Disney World doesn't mean I can't love Disneyland. And I love New York City. I love Chicago. I love Thailand. I love Puerto Rico. But forever, for me, Disney World is not only the most fun to plan, but it's also the most difficult, which is why I love having a site about Disney World, because I want to help people simplify the process. But I can like other things too. And Disneyland certainly delivers for Disney theme park fans. So this Thursday night, we finished the night off in an amazing way. Casey had thought that she had made a reservation for a Fantasmic dining package, and she did call and make the reservation, but she realized that there had been an error because she didn't get a confirmation. And so when she called back to try to get it, they said there was nothing available. So I'm not sure what happened there. But in the end, we ended up without a Fantasmic dining package, but she decided to keep trying. So she walked up to the Blue Bayou restaurant. And the fantastic thing about the Blue Bayou restaurant is that it's along the water on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. So when you eat there, you watch the boats float by during the ride, and it's dark. And the menu is a fixed price menu for the Fantasmic dining package, and it's good food and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, she decided it's one of the hardest to get reservations in Disneyland, and it is relatively expensive. So she decided to chance it and just walk up and ask if they had anything available. And not only did they, but they said they would seat us waterfront. So we really lucked out on that. And we were able to not only enjoy this fantastic meal, but we also were given two tickets to watch Fantasmic. So that night we were able to check in for Fantasmic. And if you've never been to Disneyland, Fantasmic here, it takes place in the middle of the park. It does not have its own theater like it does at Hollywood Studios in Florida. It's just in the middle of the park. And so most people, when they watch it, just have to find a spot along the railing like you would for fireworks or parades at Magic Kingdom. But this is for Fantasmic. But when you have the tickets, they let you into a roped off area before the show, and they give you these padded seats that you can sit on so that you're not sitting on brick pavers on the ground. And so we were basically second row to watch Fantasmic. And I just loved it. I don't like that the seating is so difficult, because if you don't have a package, you're probably lining up hours ahead of time to make sure you have a view. But the show itself is great because it takes place in the middle of the park. So I love the surroundings, and there are elements to it that don't exist in the Florida version of the show, including this big fire breathing dragon and a marionette Pinocchio and this big boat that comes through that is, a pirate ship. And it's just lovely. And I just overall love the show a lot. Just not the seating, unless you have the Fantasmic dining package. So anyway, if you do come, I recommend it. Blue Bayou is not the only restaurant that you can get the Fantasmic dining package with. There are others, but you'll have to go to DLRprepschool.com for more information on that, because that is not my area of expertise, but Casey's got all that information covered. Anyway, so our day was so much fun. I love all the rides on this day, and we ended it with a bang by going to see Fantasmic. So that was great. So that night, Casey headed home because she lives here, and I headed to a hotel where my best friend was staying because she travels and does seminars. So the hotel she happened to be booked at that night was the Knott's Berry Hotel, and it's the hotel at Knott's Berry Farm. So I stayed with her there, and I have to tell you that it's not a great hotel. You would think it would be. It sounds like it might be nice because it's a resort at a not, you know, fairly nice theme park, but it's not. It's really kind of low end. And so I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. But what was great about the hotel was that they were having a Santa convention at our hotel. So when we walked in, there were Christmas decorations everywhere that the Santas had put up. And on our floor of our hotel, the rooms all had Santa names on the doorknobs. So as we walked to our room, the doorknobs would say, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Jones. And so it was all these different Santas walking all over the hotel, Christmas decorations everywhere. They were handing out gifts. If children spotted them, they would say, ho, ho, ho. They were fully in character. It was fantastic, even though the hotel was kind of, you know, bad. So anyway, I was just completely amused by being surrounded by Santas. So imagine my surprise the next day when I woke up Friday morning. My friend Cammy had to go give her seminar, and Casey came and met me at Knott's Berry Farm so we could go and do that theme park. Well, the Santas did it with us. So we went through the Knott's Berry Farm with Santa Claus. And if you want to see the pictures from this, you can go on my Instagram account or Facebook page where I have posted the pictures, because it was the funniest thing ever to see Santas everywhere on roller coasters. So we began the day. We were early. It opened at 10 and we were there by 9:30. There's a lovely little strip of shops. I think they have a name for it, like the marketplace or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. But there are bakeries and things like that. So I grabbed something to eat for breakfast and had something to, you know, to drink. And, we waited in front of the park for it to open. And just a side tip, the tickets purchased online for Knott's Berry Farm are much cheaper than the ones at the gates. I paid $39 on my phone from my room at the hotel compared to, I think, $69 $5 at the gate. And the tickets that you buy from Knott's Berry Farm can be added to your phone. I have an iPhone and I was able to add it to Passbook so that I went in, it was a digital ticket. Disney doesn't offer that, which is a shame. But Knott's Berry does, and it saves a lot of money if you're just going for one day. So anyway, I bought the ticket in my room, went to the front gate, tons of Santas everywhere. Casey and I posed with the Santas because how could you not? And they were just really fun. So we went into the park, and we didn't really know anything about it, but I wasn't super worried because this is just not a busy time of year, and it's a smaller park and all that kind of stuff. So we just basically went to the things that look the biggest and the most intense because they get the lines later in the day. So that's the first thing we did. But it's just funny because for two people that are so used to going to theme parks that they know, it's always fun to go somewhere new and not know what to expect. So we had moments where we were just sitting and talking about random things, and all of a sudden we were launched up into the air vertically, and we had no idea that we were going to be taking off. It was scary and hilarious and so much fun to be surprised by rides we've never been on. So there was one moment while we were at Knott's Berry Farm that we saw this roller coaster type thing where people were riding horses. Like, you're perched on top of a horse on a roller coaster. And we thought, we don't know what that is. That's the weirdest thing we've ever seen, but we're definitely going to do it. So we walk over there, and lo and behold, the Santas are doing it too. And we couldn't stop laughing about the Santas on the horses on the roller coaster. It was awkward enough for us to be perched on top of horses, but to see Santas doing it and saying ho, ho, ho the entire time was the best. It just made our entire day to be surrounded by these Santas all day. Anyway, it was great. So another, if you plan to go to Knott's Berry Farm, there are lots of good rides. It's more of a theme park, you know, typical theme park. I'm from Kansas City, where there's Worlds of Fun. I'm originally from Kansas City, where Worlds of Fun exists. And I believe the same company owns both. So there are some similarities between the two, but there's definitely some unique things here, because this theme park has been around longer than Disneyland has, actually. So there are some things that existed from a long time ago. So one thing that you should definitely be sure to check out if you visit Knott's Berry Farm is Mrs. Knott's, because that's actually how the whole thing started. Mrs. Knott's, the wife of Mr. Walter Knott's, I believe is his name. She actually began the entire operation by offering chicken dinners out of her house and then restaurant. And then it built into more because the restaurant got popular. They built things to entertain the guests, and eventually the entertainment grew into a theme park. But you have to exit the park to walk just about a block down the road to Mrs. Knott's, which is where they serve the chicken dinners. Casey and I actually ordered one chicken dinner and split it because it's a huge amount of food and it's really good. The other thing that you should check out you can do this at the same restaurant, is the Boysenberry pie, or you should check out Boysenberries in some form, because Boysenberries originated at this farm as well. So be sure to ride the rides and check out the chicken and the Boysenberries. Those are the highlights of Knott's Berry Farm. I'm sorry the Santas are not there all the time, because they were a delightful part of our trip. We started our day around 10 and we ended it at around 3, and we did everything we wanted to do, but some things were closed, and including the shows weren't really open. So it's not that we did 100% of what Knott's Berry Farm had, but we did 100% of what was available on the day that we were there. So anyway, lovely little park, and I'm glad that we did it. It's always fun to try new things. So that afternoon, we left with Cammie. My friend Cammie was done working for the day, and we checked into Spring Hill Suites, which is closer to Disneyland, and that was going to be our hotel for the next couple of nights. And I'm actually recording this podcast from that hotel. I highly, highly, highly recommend Spring Hill Suites. It is just fantastic. It's about $200 a night, depending on when you come and which kind of room you book, but it's just, the service is so good that I felt the need to mention it. And the hotel is really nice. So they have great breakfasts, and whether or not it is within walking distance is sort of, you know, up for debate. We did walk to Disneyland from here. We did take a cab home one time. It's a bit of a hike. It's not an easy walk, but it is walkable. But worst case scenario, you could take a cab or drive your own car. We just decided to walk because the weather is so amazing and parking costs like $20 a day or something like that. So anyways, the Spring Hill Suites, it's free Wi-Fi, great beds, great service, great breakfast. I called and asked them for something and within 2 minutes they had it at the door. I just think it's really great. Our room has two beds plus a sofa bed. So if you happen to need three sleeping surfaces, they have them in here because they are suites. Anyway, highly recommend Spring Hill Suites, but there's lots of good options here in Anaheim near Disneyland. And that's one of the best parts about being here. So, where was I? We checked into Spring Hill Suites on Friday afternoon, and then we walked to Downtown Disney to have drinks and food at Trader Sam's, and that's located in the Disneyland Hotel. And it's a small place that isn't, it's not super touristy because a lot of people don't know it exists. So it tends to be more local people and, sort of fans. I would say it's not quite as, it's not the casual tourist, and it's a small place. The inside is very small, just a few tables and there are chairs around the bar. And it's definitely more of an adult atmosphere because it's all about the drinks and like bar kind of food. But we sat outside so that we could talk. We had four of us and we wanted to chat, and they had some torches lit up and we had a view of the hotel and great drinks. The drinks are so strong, so strong. And that is good news for people who think that most places skimp out on the amount of alcohol they put in things, because at Trader Sam's, they do not. They do not. And if you order a souvenir cup, it is only about, I think it's a $5 difference if you get a drink in a souvenir cup or not. But the souvenir cups are ceramic and really, really high quality. They're heavy. They're not plastic. And so if you're interested in all the souvenir cups there, I would recommend going for the upgrade because it's really nice, really nice cups. And anyway, so we sat here and we chatted. And what is interesting about Trader Sam's to me as well is that there's one coming to the Polynesian in Walt Disney World. So I wanted to check it out and just see what it's like. And we had a great time. And I can't wait to see what the one at the Polynesian is going to be like. And I can't remember when that opens, but it's either this year or next year. I just can't remember the date off the top of my head. So after having drinks and food at Trader Sam's, we headed to Disneyland that night because that was going to be the only night that two of our friends were going to be able to do it. So we had a good time. There were much longer lines on this evening than there was the day before. But it was great. One thing that was not so great is the fireworks there has been reduced down to about a 4 minute show. So we watched them from the line at Space Mountain. Incidentally, the lines in Disneyland are often outside as opposed to indoors. And so the Space Mountain line was outside and we were able to watch the fireworks from there as opposed to staking out a spot and watching it from somewhere along the sidewalk. So anyway, fireworks were, you know, pretty, but brief. And we got several rides in this night and closed down the park at 11 o'clock that night, which was when they closed. So anyway, we made it back to the hotel via cab because after walking all day in two different theme parks, we were just completely exhausted. And we caught a cab back to the hotel. And then the alarm was set for early the next day. So Saturday was all about California Adventure. And so, and this was without Casey. She has an annual pass that does not allow her to come on, like any weekends or certain weekends. And so she wasn't able to join us because her tickets didn't work. So it was three of us that were going to California Adventure for the day. Now, California Adventure, if you've never been, is kind of, if you've been to Disney World and want a comparison, California Adventure is kind of a combination of Hollywood Studios, and it has some rides from Animal, it has some shows and rides from the other parks as well. Plus it has Cars Land. Plus it has a Paradise Pier section. So it's got a couple things that are unique to it and a little bit of the other parks as well. So they're kind of all combined in this one park. And Cars Land alone, this is my first time visiting Cars Land. Cars Land alone is worth the visit. It is, I think, the best themed land in any Disney theme park I've ever been in. It's just so good. The main ride here is Radiator Springs Racers. And so that's one that you would want to grab a fast pass for as soon as possible so that you could ride it later without the line. The ride itself is a lot like Test Track at Epcot, but it's set within the setting of Cars Land from the movies. So it's amazing. It's so well done. You know, Test Track is kind of a meh, you know, to ride. Maybe that's just me after riding it so many times, but when you put it in a new setting with this impeccable theming, it's a really great thing, especially if you happen to have Cars fans in your house. So Cars Land alone is worth a visit, but they also have an Aladdin show, which is their stage show that doesn't exist in Disney World. And it's quite long. In Florida, the stage shows are around 20 minutes or so on average, and Aladdin's closer to, I think, 40 or 45 minutes, something like that. So Aladdin's a great stage show. Paradise Pier is a section that is unique to California Adventure that doesn't exist in Florida, and they have a giant Ferris wheel with cars. You have the option of sitting in cars that move along the tracks while the Ferris wheel is going around, or stationary cars. We did the moving ones and it got a little scary a couple times. But it's an interesting thing, and they have a roller coaster, and it's the whole area is just very nicely themed and worth seeing. And normally they also have a World of Color, but that's one of the like 10 or 12 things that's closed right now as they update it for the anniversary. So California Adventure feels like an identity crisis a little bit to me, because I don't have a good overall feel for the park, but individually the different sections all have something to offer, and it's just a great, great park to visit. So we arrived, I think, around a little before 10, and we left around 4. So in 6 hours, we did pretty much everything that we wanted to do. And you know, given the fact that were a lot of things that we would have wanted to do were closed. So we would have needed a little bit more time if everything had been open. But in about 6 hours, we got everything done and went and had dinner in Downtown Disney and drinks, and then headed back to our hotel. Once again, we walked back because, the weather was so nice that it seemed a shame not to. Anyway, so that was sort of my 3 days doing Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm. So a couple of thoughts after having done it. One was that I missed the Magic Bands and my Disney experience. And the reason, there's a couple of reasons. One is that we were zigzagging a lot for fast passes, and it just, you know, having done Magic Bands so many times and booking fast passes from the app, it just felt, inefficient. We had to walk all the way over to the corner where Tower of Terror was to get fast passes. And then we would go, you know, somewhere else to see the show. And then we, you know, it was just a lot of backtracking. And this is what we used to do in Florida before, you know, My Disney Experience was created and all that kind of stuff. And this was just a reminder that it was a little bit frustrating. Also, My Disney Experience makes it nice that you can check wait times. You know, I didn't have an app to open on my phone to see what the wait time was for Tower of Terror. We had to actually walk somewhere that had the wait times displayed. So it just felt inefficient and a lot more walking with their old system here and their paper fast passes. On the other hand, we benefited a couple times from the paper-based system because people had unused fast passes and we were given them to go ride some rides. So, you know, but I did miss the Magic Bands in My Disney Experience. And I said at the beginning that I do recommend Disneyland over Disney World for some people. There are a couple of cases. I think one, if you have young children, Disneyland is much more manageable than Disney World. Not only can you stay at hotels within walking distance of the front gates, but the parks themselves are just smaller. They are less busy and it's just a more laid back trip. And so I think with smaller children, it just is an easier thing to do. If you can visit both parks, you might want to start at Disneyland when they're younger and move to Disney World when they're bigger and have more of an interest in some of the other parks like Epcot. It's just, it's really, really more laid back. And so I would also recommend it for people that just want a more laid back trip. I think Disney World feeds into type A planning personalities, which I love, but it's also nice to be here and just be able to just relax a little bit more And it's, you know, you got a lot of the charm and a lot of the same rides in one little area, but without the constant having to, you know, without the huge lines that Disney World has and without the, you know, the hassle. It just is a little bit more laid back. Plus you can add things on. You could also go to Legoland. You could also go to San Diego or the beach, or, you know, there's so many things that you could add on to it if you wanted to. And DLRprepschool.com has more information on all that stuff because that's what Casey does. She tells you about what kind of things you can add on to your Disneyland trip if you want to. So anyway, I just love it. I absolutely love it out here. It's fantastic. So I think that's going to wrap up my trip report. If you have any questions for me, feel free to ask, and feel free to contact Casey as well. Today's quick tip of the day is actually something that it was called in on the Speak Pipeline from a listener named Shannon. And she has a tip for you about getting character autographs without standing in line on your Disney World trip. So here is Shannon with her tip.
So I have a potential quick tip of the day. When I was at Disney World this November, we got in line early on a Tuesday morning to go see Anna and Elsa, and we stood in line, and it was about a half hour wait, no problem. But when I got up to the front of the line, I realized that I didn't have something for them to autograph, and I had brought this mat for all the characters to autograph, and I was going to have them sign it. Well, I was very disappointed. My husband offered to go get it, but there wasn't time. So we had them sign our, you know, the kids' autograph books, but I wasn't able to have them sign that. So throughout the rest of the week, I was very disappointed. And on Saturday during Extra Magic Hours, I had an idea to run back in line to see Anna and Elsa again. And right after the fireworks, and thinking that would perhaps be a shorter line. So I stood in line by myself. My husband took our kids to ride other rides, and it was only about a half hour. The time went pretty quickly again. And once I got to the front of the line, I was talking to a cast member because it was kind of silly for an adult woman to be by herself in line to meet Anna and Elsa. And I told her what had happened, that I had met them earlier in the week and forgot to bring the autograph stuff for them to sign. And then she told me, oh, you didn't have to stand in line. Once you realized you forgot it, you could have just given it to a cast member. They would have walked it right in to the characters and had them sign it for you. And of course, I had never heard that before. I had been planning for Disney stuff for about a year and was very surprised to hear that. So that's a quick tip. If you happen to forget to have the characters sign something for you, or even if you don't want to stand in line to meet them, you can always just give a cast member whatever it is you want them to sign, and they can escort it to the character and have them sign it for you. So that's my quick tip of the day. Thanks, Shannon, for all you do.
Thank you, Shannon, for calling in with your quick tip. And if you have a potential quick tip of the day for a future episode, or if you have a question you'd like to leave for a future Q&A episode, feel free to use the SpeakPipe information that I have included in the show notes. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can visit wwprepschool.com/episode74. That is the number 74. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.